This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
It's the Adam Gold Show. What's going on, everyone? I am him. Dennis Cox is here.
And I am him.
And you are him. Yes. So we are going to get, that was Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Talking about his former teammate. Could you hear a smile in his voice at the end?
Did I?
I've said this before. I know we're on TV if you want to sample us on television. On the WREL Plus app.
I think it's even fitting you have a TV remote sitting in front of you.
I have a TV remote. I was actually watching TV earlier, to get that out of the way, out of the camera shot. You can get us on Fire TV, Roku TV, Android, Apple, channel 1257 if you're local to the Raleigh area, 34.1 on the antenna. There's a lot of ways you can get us. You can go online, stream us at WRAL, sportsfan.com, all of that. And of course, we invite you to join us on social media, the Twitters, if you will, at A Gold Fan, at The Fan Rookie. And if something, I need to say something. If that happens, 919-860-5326. I totally forgot what I was going to say, which is, I guess, par for the course when you've just crossed over number 56.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
But 56, you're in change now. 56 and change now.
I am. Well, I mean, it's very, it's just pennies.
Exactly.
It was Sunday.
Still change.
It was Sunday when I hit number 56. Anyway, we got lots of things going on. We are going to talk about football. And I've said this before. You can hear a smile.
Ah.
You can absolutely hear somebody smile.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that. So we try to convey energy on this program. We try to give you a jolt of energy because at this time of the day, maybe you're coming back from lunch or you're headed to lunch. It might be, I don't realize that the 2:30 is the time.
It's an early lunch.
There are people go to, you know, some classes start lunch at like 10:30.
That's true.
Right? In middle school. Like if you go to a school with like a lot of different grades,
mm-hmm.
Somebody's having lunch at 10:30.
It's true.
It sucks. That's really breakfast.
Yeah, it's second breakfast. That's what that is.
Do you eat as soon as you get up in the morning?
Yeah.
I know.
You should.
You are supposed to. A little bit. Just get the body, get your metabolism moving, mm-hmm. if you will. All right, you don't need health tips from us, especially if you saw us on TV.
What?
I'm just including both of us in that.
Yeah, why are you going to lump me into this?
We're off.
Why are you going to lump me into this, Adam? It's an indirect, like, backhanded. Okay, all right, that's cool. That's
just saying. Sorry. All right, we should just start then. I keep saying this, but the summer proved something about the NFL, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. There just isn't that much to discuss.
No.
Right? And the same can be said for basically any other major sport. What have our major NFL headlines been post-draft? Lamar Jackson's contract, right? Tom Brady's 10-day break.
Yeah, but that was only hot for like 2 days.
Right? When Todd Bowles became, very vague about his return, oh my gosh, he might not come back. Who's going to be the number one quarterback with the Carolina Panthers? No offense to the Panthers, you could not find a less consequential franchise. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, Jacksonville's less consequential.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have a quarterback in the future. We don't know. We'll find out. Maybe Jake DeLome thinks
Deshaun Watson.
That's right, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Right? That's been going on for a year and a half.
Yeah.
The same story that's been going on for a year and a half. Like, we just haven't had much to talk about. But I'm going to give people two things for their NFL conversation with your crew, because you're going to have an NFL conversation today. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a very interesting year for second-year quarterbacks. San Francisco, New England, Jacksonville, Chicago. Those four guys, I mean, some of them are going to emerge. We'll see Trey Lance. What does he look like? Mac Jones? Not sure. I wasn't impressed when against the Panthers last, Friday night? I wasn't that impressed with Mac Jones. Could be the last go-round for Justin Fields. He has been set up to fail. And here's the other thing I'm going to give NFL fans to discuss today. I'm going to make you smarter when you're at the nail salon. Talk about Don Coryell, the father of offensive football. We'll get into more of that later on. The PGA Tour world is going to be new starting next year. The finale is tomorrow in Atlanta. Of course, nobody's really talking about the Tour Championship now, because what we're talking about is what the future of the PGA Tour is. The format of the Tour Championship is what it is, but the real conversation is about the future, about what Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy have presented, or did present, to 20 other top PGA Tour players that seems to have galvanized them to act as one. I'll be surprised if anybody that was in that room in Wilmington, Delaware, goes to live. Remember, Cameron Smith was not in that room in Delaware. There were a couple of other players who were not in that room for different reasons, but I will be surprised if the PGA Tour loses a legit top player not named Cameron Smith. And here's what happened. The top guys have committed to playing more. That has not happened outside of major championships. So 12 elevated events, players playing more. They've committed to playing 20 times during the regular season, which is January to August for the most part now. And some other things have been juiced in terms of finances. There is some upfront money to players. But that was, I think, a really good development for the tour. Yes, LIV Golf has triggered a lot of these things to happen a little more quickly than they otherwise would have been. We'll talk more about it with Bob Harrig coming up at 12:30. But if you're a fan of the PGA Tour, you're a big winner today. Choose your character. What was that?
Choose your character.
Okay. All right. Ken Griffey Jr. was named to the coaching staff of Team USA for the next World Baseball Classic, which is set for this upcoming March, or next March. I guess it's next March. All right. So many people are going, who cares? And I understand. I understand the who cares about the World Baseball Classic, because, frankly, we haven't had one in a few minutes. 2017 was the last one. We've only had four. The United States has not been completely dialed in. I know the baseball world has been, but the United States hasn't been completely dialed in, mostly because it's not really valued, and it's new, and I understand that. And also, some things are simply way better in theory than they are in practice, and I would put the World Baseball Classic in that category. When do you hold it? You hold it in March? Can you really have it in March? Are these guys going to be ready? American players, are they going to be ready in early March, mid-March, to play something like this? That matters. How many teams are involved? Major League Baseball clubs are not interested in donating their stars' health to an event like this that they don't really get anything of, right? Yeah, they maybe sell some merchandise and whatnot. And again, it's not integrated in the sport. It's not like, football's World Cup, which is normally played in the summer. But of course, this year, because it's in Qatar, or Qatar, however you want to say it, it's going to be November through December. So all the major European leagues are shutting down for 6 weeks. They don't want to do that. They don't want to shut down for 6 weeks. But they're going to make a concession to the World Cup. Major League Baseball doesn't want to do that during the year. That's not what it's about. Some thoughts on that coming up as well. Adam Gold in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, how does longevity risk figure into our retirement and income plan?
This is the best of times and the worst of times, Adam. The longevity risk means we're going to live too long. But to me, every day I live is not too long.
Right, absolutely.
Good. So we want our money to outlive us. And unfortunately, many people I've seen, you out there listening, maybe one of them, your money is not designed to outlive you. You might outlive your money, and that's not what we want to have happen. Because when we get to that day after you run out of money, it's not going to be a fun time. So let's design a plan that guarantees you'll never run out of money. We call it the GPI plan, Growth Protection Lifetime Income. For the next 10 people, this is a golden ticket, Adam. $1,000 value, we're going to do it at no cost or obligation.
And all you have to do is call. We make it so easy. Would you like financial independence into your retirement and beyond it? 800-661-7383. That golden ticket is a $1,000 value, or you could text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
Steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do?
I feel like I should dance to that.
Do it.
I should dance to that. All right, it's week zero of the college football season. I can't. It's week zero, people. Keydon Slovis was named the starting quarterback at Pitt. That's the big news. Actually, it's not the big news. The big news is Nick Saban got a contract extension through 2030 because Nick Saban needed Alabama to further commit to him. Nick Saban got a raise, bless his heart, $11.7 million annually. Nick Saban.
That's it?
Yes. The larger point is that the best coaches, the real best coaches, are underpaid for the value that they help bring to their schools. And 85% of the other coaches are way overpaid. And it's just, that's the reality. I understand, though, that the way it works economically in these types of sports, if you're just okay, your boat gets elevated by Nick Saban. And that's really the way it is across sports anyway. But 11.7, he now passes Kirby Smart, who had passed him, former Nick Saban disciple, at 11.2. But Saban, who is 70 years old, is now with Alabama through the 2030 season. Yeah, maybe. So, and he'll, if he decides to retire earlier, he retires earlier. All right, real quick, week zero, four games that I'm only remotely interested in, and I'll just give you one of them, FAMU at North Carolina, 8:15 on the ACC Network. That's it.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.
What you know about me? What you know about me?
All right, let's get back to a couple of the bigger stories and just go a little bit deeper. It really was a good day for, I'm not even going to say the PGA Tour. It was a good day for fans of the sport. If you are a golf fan, if you like watching PGA Tour events, but don't like watching PGA Tour events where, I'm not saying you don't know the names of these players, because we probably do know the names, recognize the names, but you have no real interest in some of these guys. I mean, no offense to the rank and file of the tour, right? Because we watch sports, and not every team is laden with stars.
No.
Right? I mean, we watch, let's pick out, we watch the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
No offense, but a national audience is not tuning in to see Jordan Martinook. Again, I love Jordan Martinook, and he plays a role on this team. But the hockey fan in Chicago does not care. They want to see
Wolfpack.
Right, there you go. Thanks, Jordan. They want to see Andrei Svechnikov. They want the stars.
Yeah.
Stars drive leagues. PGA Tour has had a problem of late in that the whole independent contractor idea, which is largely garbage, but these guys have been able to come and go as they please. As long as they play the required 15, now they're going to play more. And they have committed to each other to play more. And that is really cool. Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, on that commitment level.
Our top players are making a commitment to play in all 12 elevated events, as well as the Players' Championship, the Masters Tournament, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. They will also add at least three additional PGA Tour events to their schedules.
That's big time. That is big time. The fact is that, and Rory McIlroy said this after, and I've said this before, we're going to talk with Bob Harrig about this in a little bit. It's rare outside of the majors and the players that the best players are all in the same event. Now, you get a bunch of them, but you don't get all of them. And what we want, like if you're a fan of NASCAR, you know you're getting all of them every week. Every single time there's a race, however many races there are, they're all in it. Heck, some of them even do like the lower series races
too.
They'll
race the day before.
Right? So if you are a NASCAR fan, you know you're going to get it every single week. That's what the PGA Tour has needed. Good for them. Fernando Tatis has offered an apology for his steroid suspension, so let's let you hear that.
I'm really sorry. I have let so many people down. I have lost so much love from people. But I failed. I failed for swallowing. I failed to the front office of the San Diego Padres, Peter Seiler, AJ Preller. I have failed to every fan of this city. I have failed to my country. I have failed my family, parents.
All right. Tatis is one of the bright young stars of the sport. He hadn't played a lot in the last 2 years.
Haven't played any this year.
Well, this year he hasn't played, and he got hurt last year. He's missed. He's played almost as many games, or missed almost as many games as he's played since he came. He's only been in the league 4 years. He has a 14-year, $340 million guaranteed contract that he signed with the Padres before last year. And then he was in the process of coming back, rehabbing to come back when he got the positive steroid test. I don't remember the steroid. He claims that he got it in the Dominican Republic, and it was prescribed by a doctor in the Dominican for a skin condition, a rash. Okay, whatever. maybe that's true, I don't know. But he's asked his teammates to help him get through the issue with, I guess, the fans. But he'll be a work in progress. All right, so the Panthers named their starting quarterback. And we all know that week one is Baker Mayfield versus his old team, the Cleveland Browns. Couldn't be more excited for that. What about Myles Garrett? Myles Garrett, are you fired up to spoil the home debut of your former teammate, Baker Mayfield?
I mean, he's my former teammate, but there's no rivalry there between me and him, and there's no rivalry there between, you know, the Panthers and the Browns. Yes, he was here, but it doesn't mean I have an added sense of urgency to get to him. I want to play my best, and you know, whatever's in the cards, that's what's it for me. But if I can help my team win, if I can put them in the best position to win, I'm going to do that. And if I can get, you know, a couple sacks along the way, I'd kind of enjoy that too.
Yeah, you can hear the smile at the end. I love that. Jake DeLome, former Brown as well, part of the Panthers radio network, on whether or not Baker is the future for the Panthers?
Pump the brakes a little bit. Let a season play out. Let things happen. And Baker's shown that, you know, he can lead a team to the playoffs and get a win. He's done that in Cleveland. Last year, he had injury issues, to say the least. So let's watch him play. I think this team is starting to build the right way. I thought we took a step back last year, but kind of like what we did offseason-wise and especially in the draft, that this team's starting to kind of build the right way, and just kind of let's see some progress. And if Baker is part of that progress and plays good football, then that's something to be talked about.
I guess everything is on the table for the Panthers. If Baker plays well, maybe he is the quarterback next year.
And here's the thing.
We'll see.
You might not have to pay him a bunch of money. If you feel like this guy can be our starter, you don't have to pay him what Lamar Jackson potentially could get.
Well, no.
But that could benefit the team down the line in terms of cap and all that stuff.
Here's the way I look at Baker Mayfield. It depends on what happens this year, of course. I think that Baker Mayfield, as long as he plays reasonably well, will be offered a contract that could easily slot into the backup quarterback behind a young quarterback who doesn't make a lot of money, meaning Matt Corral. Mm. And it could, if Baker is good, then you can sign him to a normal starter's contract, not a top quarterback, and just give Corral time to develop. We'll see. We'll see. I have my doubts about the team around Baker. We have to see the offensive line get better. We have to see a lot of areas of this team get better. But I appreciate Myles Garrett and Jake Delhomme on Baker Mayfield. That was the Garrett thing made me laugh. All right, real quick before we take our first break, Bob Harrig from Sports Illustrated will join us, talk about what went down at Eastlake this morning. Really?
Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof?
Sure.
My gosh, if I were a wealthy man. All right, so week zero. I'm going to laugh about that for a while. Week zero in college football is here. Apparently the people on our poll really want to discuss week zero. Here's my question. What is there to talk about? Look, I know North Carolina is going to play and Drake May is going to be the starting quarterback and we're probably going to see Jacoby Criswell as well, right? We'll see both guys and we'll see, you know, who knows how much the best players are going to play, and they will probably completely destroy Florida A&M. Prime time, ACC Network, 8:15 start. Duquesne also plays at Florida State. Don't pull a Jacksonville State, Florida State. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. But honestly, I look at the schedule for week zero. There is one game that is remotely interesting. One. And that's Nebraska at Northwestern. And I'm only here for the schadenfreude of the potential of Nebraska not winning at Northwestern, which I'm sure Northwestern might even be a slight favorite in that game.
Oh, Nebraska's a heavy favorite, actually, in that game.
How bad is Northwestern supposed to be?
Nebraska's a minus 500.
At Northwestern?
Yeah, Northwestern's a plus 400 on the money line.
Oh, gosh.
Nebraska's a 13-point favorite.
I might
take Northwestern on the money line.
Outright.
Yeah, I know. I'm very tempted.
I'm here for Nebraska to lose. Look, it's the only compelling game. Mildly compelling game.
Yeah, and then locally, obviously you mentioned UNC, but Charlotte playing Florida Atlantic.
Yes, yeah, 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, and you have a future bet on that.
I do.
Don't you?
Charlotte +235.
Charlotte at +235 on the road
49ers.
At FAU.
Let's go.
Look, what is FAU? Are they the Owls? I don't know what they are. there's just nothing compelling about week zero.
It's like, Wyoming at Illinois. Yay.
Is Wyoming favorite on the road? Are Cowboys favorite on the road?
No, they're not. Cowboys are plus 340. They're 11-point dogs.
Wow.
Hey, Vanderbilt's on the road to Hawaii.
Yeah, okay, I'm here for that, especially with Clark Lee saying that he wants the Commodores to, he thinks the Commodores will be the best program in, wait, there's a game in Ireland?
Wait.
Chip Patterson is already tuning in.
Oh, okay.
I guess Northwestern, is Northwestern Nebraska in Ireland?
Maybe.
I don't know. There's a game in Ireland. I'm okay with a game in Ireland anyway. We'll talk to Chip Patterson about that at the top of the hour.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar! And the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup!
June 19, 2006. But it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.